The origins of the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum date back to 1948. In 2013, the center celebrated a major turning point in its history when it rebranded and opened in a 16,000-square-foot building along Rogers Avenue. The latest milestone for the museum is the hiring of a new executive director who will help shape the organization's future. Late last month, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda visited with Executive Director Louis Maluso in his Fort Smith office to discuss his first month on the job. Maluso is no stranger to the museum world, but he is new to this part of the country.
Originally, I am from the East Coast. I was born and raised in Jersey City, New Jersey, and went to high school there. And from there, I went into the military service.
And I understand in the military is where you sort of picked up your love of photography.
That's right. They had a recreation center there that had dark rooms and means of developing film, and they taught you how to do it. And so that was my first interaction with photography, and I just caught the bug right then and there.
And so the photography you were doing in the military, was it for fun, for hobbies? Were you just taking pictures of the landscape, or were you doing stuff for the military, reconnaissance or something like that?
No, it was strictly a hobby, and I enjoyed then, as now, doing landscape and portraiture mostly.
What was it about photography that kind of captured your attention? There's so many different forms of art, and photography is just one of them, but what was it about it that interested you?
Well, right around that time, I was exposed to the photography of W. Eugene Smith and had seen his photo essay on the chemical and poisoning of the waters around Minamata, Japan. And those photographs moved me to such an extent that I wanted to do something like that. At the time I was a young fellow and was looking for my direction in life. And I was so taken by these images and the power that they held that I wanted to do something like that.
And so you were in the military in the 70s. How long were you in the Army?
Yes, I was in the Army. I was in the Army 5 years. I served as a nuclear medicine technologist.
And then decided to come home and go to school?
That's right. I came home and went to school on the GI Bill, went to Brooks Institute in Santa Barbara, where I earned my bachelor's degree in photography. And then several years later, I earned my master's degree.
So what was, I guess, your first job out of college?
My first job out of college, I was recruited actively from my senior class for a photography position at a small electronics company in Minden, Nevada called Bentley Nevada Corporation, and I ran their photography department for several years.
And your first job, I guess, at a museum was at the Getty.
That's right. The Getty Museum was really my introduction into cultural heritage imaging. And I worked in the photography department there, both down at the Villa in Malibu, and then later as the Getty Center was developed, I had the opportunity to develop that space for photography. And after that, I got a position at the Nelson Atkins Museum in Kansas City, where I had a very long tenure as head of imaging department and rights and reproductions. And I worked there for 13 years. I left the Nelson Atkins Museum to go to the Art Institute of Chicago, and that's where I came to Fort Smith from. I was up there for just over 4 years.
And what were some of the roles that you took on working in these photography departments? Because you mentioned getting into photography because you enjoyed taking photos, but I imagine at museums you're more of a curator than you are a producer of art.
Well, really more of an administrator in the last 16 years, and you know that encompasses a broad spectrum of responsibilities. Certainly, the communications and building bridges across various departments, Imaging and rights and licensing both have their fingers in exhibitions and educational departments, as well as public relations and marketing. So I work closely with them, as well as with long-range strategic planning. So that was pretty much what I've been doing the last 16 years.
Traditionally, when people think of museums, I think they probably think of paintings or sculptures first, because there's such a long tradition of that. Photography is much newer by comparison. But why do you think that photography is something that should be included and have a section in art museums?
Well, having come from both the Nelson and the Getty, with some of the greatest collections of photography in the United States, I can tell you this categorically, that it's one of the most accessible art forms that we have. Everyone with a cell phone has a camera, and you can create art with those tools. And I am keen to increase the photography profile in our education department here at Fort Smith.
And how would you like to do that?
Well, we're going to have a lecture series and various workshops that we will develop over the next months. And we'll be rolling those out probably in the new year.
Having lived and worked in larger areas like Chicago and Kansas City, what seemed appealing about moving here?
Well, when I worked in Kansas City, you know, we lived in Lenexa, Kansas, which is a small town outside Overland Park. My wife and I really liked it. We were drawn to the allure of Chicago and all that it offered there. But over time, we realized that we actually enjoyed a smaller town.
In moving here now, it's kind of exciting, I'm sure, to be able to be the executive director of the Regional Art Museum, because you get to kind of take it in a new direction, or take it in a direction that you would like to see, which maybe you've not had that option before. What are some of the ideas you have, or what is maybe the vision that you have for the future of the museum?
Well, our mission here is to serve the community of Fort Smith, and that's our guiding light through all of our decision making. I want to continue to have exciting exhibitions that serve those needs, as well as increasing the range and the depth of our educational programming. I feel that's a very important component of what we offer to the community.
And that educational component, does the museum go into schools at all, or does the educational component exist solely here on this campus?
Well, we're reaching out more and more as we go forward, and we do want to bring schools and students into the museum. I'm particularly keen on K through 12 opportunities. We're looking to have exhibitions, even permanent exhibitions, such as touch galleries, where students can come in and actually explore art and the artistic intent with their fingers, something traditionally frowned upon in the museum world, not to touch the art. So we want to do that. And also with photography in the educational department, I want to increase the potential of having digital art making classes, so that we bundle those with our traditional art making opportunities.
Have you seen that implemented at other museums? Because now that I'm thinking about it, I haven't been exposed to that myself, having the opportunity to make art with photography with cameras. Usually I'll see something for kids that involves scrap paper or some watercolors or something like that.
Right. And I think this is, part of our mission here. This is a smaller community. We want to have a wider range of educational classes and workshops that addresses a wide spectrum, perhaps wider than some other venues that might have multiple educational places around town that might offer those things. There really is not anything that I know of in Fort Smith that that has that. And I think that would be unique. And, you know, it's something I'm keen on.
So you've been here about a month. What has that month been like for you? I know adjusting to a new place, so I don't know if you've had a lot of meetings with people just to kind of learn about your surroundings, or just can you tell me a little bit about what this experience has been like so far?
Well, so far it's been great. It has been a blur of activity, and I have been meeting a lot of people in the community, business leaders, certainly corporate sponsors, as well as just getting to know my own staff well and to learn their capabilities and what has been going on here traditionally. So it has been just a whole cornucopia of activities, and it's been wonderful, very warm and welcoming folks here.
In speaking to those business leaders and other community members, what have you learned as far as maybe what they would like to see more of from here at the museum?
Well, I think at this stage, most people are just trying to learn a little about me and try to get a sense of who I am and what some of my ideas are, as I've just expressed to you. So there have been some individuals that had some suggestions about various areas in the museum that they're interested in. And I'm taking notes and taking this all in. And so I can't say there's been any real forceful suggestions in any one way or another, except certainly we want to grow our membership. And, you know, I'm keen on doing just that. And so we're going to be re-energizing our entire marketing and public relations effort. And I think that is going to help improve things.
The art scene here in Fort Smith has been growing in recent years. What does it mean to you to be able to have an impact on the art scene here and to be able to be a player in this movement?
Well, it's a unique privilege, and I'm humbled by the opportunity. We are involved with the rest of the city in the upcoming bicentennial. And we are going to have a fantastic exhibition of John Bell works, who has been a legend in this town, a native son, as well as a very unique painting by Michael Haynes, which shows the founding of Fort Smith. It's never been shown in any venue before, and it actually shows the moment that Fort Smith was founded. So that'll be a very unique opportunity for everyone to come in and take a look at that. So, we're actively involved with everyone in town, and I look forward to further collaborations.
Well, you yourself are an artist as a photographer, and you're new to this town. Are you still taking photographs, or have you been able to go out and explore the landscape and take some photographs here while you've been here?
I have, and, you know, photography isn't something I do. It's who I am. So I never really separate the two. And I'm always shooting, and I will continue to do so.
Anything specific that you're looking forward to shooting? Maybe, I don't know, wildlife, or we have a lot of landscapes here, anything like that that you're looking forward to exploring?
Well, I enjoy nature photography. And certainly one of the attractions of this area is the fantastic access to natural spaces. So I'm really looking forward to, getting out more into the Ozarks and the surrounding mountain areas to photograph nature.
Well, welcome to Fort Smith, and thank you for your time, and best of luck.
Thank you so much.
That was Louis Maluso, the new executive director of the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda late last month. An opening reception for the John Bell Jr. exhibition is scheduled for January 4th. More information about this and other exhibits available at fsram.org.